This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No soundbites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Tom Biocchi. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
And Tom is the CEO of Service Channel. Now, many of you may not have heard of Service Channel. It was founded in 2009, but the same way many of you have not heard of Uber. Service Channel is really like the Uber, but for the facilities management business, where it's coming in and aggregating an entire industry. Talk about what the concept of Service Channel is.
Yeah, thanks. So we are a software company, and our software, much like Uber, connects riders who want rides with drivers who have cars. We connect facilities managers, typically facilities managers of large chains who have many properties, to commercial contractors who do work in those facilities. And our software connection allows them to do work more efficiently, with better quality and more transparency. It's an old industry that is fraught with inefficiencies and a lot of misunderstanding, and our tools allow contractors and facilities managers to work together.
So just give a sense of the size, about how many facilities managers are there, about how many contractors are there. This is in America, really.
Right. This is in the U.S., although I have to say we have locations we manage in 63 countries, because when a customer of ours puts all of their locations on our software, we follow them around the globe. So if a Walmart, for example, opens a store in China or in Japan, we will follow them around the globe with our software as well.
So we have. And you also are in Australia and London.
Yes, we have offices here in New York. We have an office in Boston, San Diego, London, and Australia. And we have an engineering team in Minsk, Belarus, it turns out, as well. So we have about 200,000 locations under management today. Mm-hmm. About 400 companies, large brands, chains that you know, places you eat, places you shop, are our largest customers. And we have about 50,000 contracting firms, commercial contracting firms on our network as well. If you approximate 20 people for each of those firms, there's about 1 million contracting technicians in our network to help service those 200,000 locations globally.
So basically you have, let's say, 1 million people, 200,000 locations, and there's a disconnect. What really is the disconnect? Because any great entrepreneur, what you're trying to do is solve a problem.
Right.
So you're trying to solve the problem of inefficiencies, of risk management.
Right. Let me tell you how this has worked for decades and decades. If I'm the facilities manager for a chain which has 100 or 1,000 locations around the country or around the globe, it's very difficult for me to see the work that needs to be done at each of those facilities. I'm very dependent upon local contractors to come in and clean the floors, clean the store, make sure the heating is correct, make sure the plumbing is correct, do the landscaping, do all these types of trades. I really don't have visibility because I can only be in one place at one time. Our software allows you to find the right contractor at that location, to make sure you can track their activities at the store, coming to the store, and leaving the store. Make sure you can find out if they did the work right the first time or if they need to come back. Ensures that they were there for an appropriate amount of time from how much they charged you. And totally understand the sales and delivery process of that service.
Wait. How does it track their work? How does it track their time? I don't understand.
It's real simple. With the beauty of the internet and mobile phones and so forth, we now, much like an Uber application, have an application that sits on the facilities manager side and on the contractor side. So I can initiate a service order or a work order, which can be responded to by someone 1,000 miles away to go and fix the plumbing at my location in, let's say, Des Moines, Iowa. They'll respond on their phone. Once they respond, we'll track them via GPS. We'll know that when they're going to arrive. We'll know how long they were there. We'll know that they're the right guy. We'll know when they finished. They'll send us a picture of their work. will have a very clear and precise signature of what actually happened. Whereas in the past, it was vague, it was remote, it was imprecise, it wasn't measurable. And the only way our mantra is transparency drives performance, if we can give you visibility into that and measure it for you, you can now improve that cost, improve that quality, improve that compliance you need.
So let's talk about the cost benefit. What is the business case for someone using you? Or does it cost more?
No, it should cost a lot less, it turns out, because there are inefficiencies with a remote model where you're managing hundreds or thousands of contractors remotely. There's often a middleman. There's often a broker. There's often someone who finds the contractors for you in the legacy model. That creates uplifts and inefficiencies that you can bypass if you can just go right directly to that technician or that contracting firm at a remote location via a cloud-based application to their phone. So you eliminate the middleman, much like a Kayak did when they created their travel marketplace between people who wanted airline tickets and people who sold airline tickets. You eliminate the middleman, you go right to the source, you get the work done, you get much more visibility.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Tom Biocchi, who is the CEO of ServiceChannel. And ServiceChannel is taking an age-old industry of facility managers, and they are Uberizing it, in effect.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, it's funny. There's about there's about 1 billion times a year where someone at a commercial property in facilities management will make a request for a contractor to come do work at that facility. Again, there are hundreds and hundreds of trades, some very generic, some very specific. But interesting fact, another fact about our country, about one out of every two commercial buildings in this country is part of a chain.
Really?
That says something for who we are, right? About one out of every two commercial buildings is a Starbucks, is a Walmart, is a place where you go to shop, is a place where you go to eat that's part of a chain. Those chains all face the same problem. In order to maintain my facility, I need to rely on a distributed network of contractors, independent businesses who come to do the work. I'd love to know more about how they do the work, and I'd love to be able to manage that in a consistent way.
Now, all the CEOs listening in, what you always want is to have great clients. So I'm going to read some of your clients here, which is Walmart, Best Buy, Old Navy, Neiman Marcus, Tiffany's, Kohl's, Outback Steakhouse, Nike, Dick's Sporting Goods, a lot of top brands. How does a smaller company that's, you're growing dramatically, mm-hmm. I think it's like 200% a year or yeah. something like that, how do you deal with the larger companies as clients?
Well, they have the same problems at bigger scale. It's they understand the cost because if you have 5,000 locations and you're one of the world's largest retailers, that cost line and your brand, the brand you must uphold, is much more significant for you. So it's the same problem, just at a bigger scale.
And how about quality? Everyone's interested, like Walmart, in they're very quality focused. Mm-hmm. How specifically do you work with companies to ensure that quality improves?
Well, every customer of ours has a brand they're trying to uphold. That brand has a lot to do with how customers perceive them when they walk into their location. So brand consistency is extremely important. Everyone has different standards and different objectives for their locations, and we translate that into business rules and service level agreements and levels of quality that their contractors need to adhere to, and then enforce that with our software.
Okay, so let's say you take two companies. You take a Walmart and a Tiffany. Very different companies, both in retail.
Sure.
They have different types of standards. How do you actually go in and translate that for the contractors?
It's very simple. We don't decide what their standards are. We give them the data to make the choice. We'll tell them the parameters of the contractors that are available to them, and they'll be able to choose those contractors which best meet their requirements. For example, we track performance, we track costs, we track all kinds of compliance data, and we report that back in scorecards to our clients so they can make trade-offs as to which contractors best meet their needs.
So for example, what would one company be looking for that one company
so would? One company may be more cost conscious. One company may be more quality conscious. One company may have more stores in a dense period in New York, a dense place in New York where they need more coverage. One may have specialty equipment. One may have French fry machines that need to repair, whereas retail organizations typically don't have manufacturing of things. Restaurants do have manufacture of things, which is called food. So, and you have specialty items in a burger joint or in a quick serve restaurant or in a full service restaurant. So there's different types of technologies at each place, different types of assets to manage, and different types of skill sets required.
And do you have any skin in the game? How do you ensure that you're going to get results for people?
We provide the data. So we're a software company. We facilitate a much more transparent and modern interaction between and collaboration between a contractor and our customer. They get to decide how they do business together. We provide them data to improve all the time.
This is Robert Rees. We are speaking with Tom Biocchi and with Service Channel. And everyone listening in, what you're learning about is how to go into an industry, a large industry that may not be working, and through the cloud or other vehicles, how you can transform that industry and become, in a sense, like the eBay or like the Uber of that entire industry. When we come back, we're going to talk.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Tom Biocchi, who is the CEO of Service Channel. And give everyone just a snapshot again of the Service Channel model.
So the Service Channel model, we're a software company, and we create a two-sided marketplace, which means we connect buyers with sellers. Our buyers happen to be facilities managers of large chains, and our sellers or providers happen to be commercial contractors who service those facilities. Our software application ties those two parties together in a collaborative, much more modern, and much more efficient way than they've been doing it in the past.
Let's talk about retail and the future of retail. You're in a unique position because you understand, as we discussed earlier, the unique values, the unique processes, the unique style and character of these companies. And we said you have a Walmart, a Tiffany's, different companies, Kohl's, as clients. What do you see the trends of the most successful retailers of the future being? What are the commonalities?
Well, you know, there's a lot of differences for sure because retail is evolving. But the folks with the best brands, we call it brand uptime. The folks that have the best brands and the best brand vision seem to be doing the best. There are people who stand for one thing or another. But brand consistency and being able to deliver on that brand promise seems to be the most compelling thing that, that folks have. The other thing that's interesting is, especially with the advent of online shopping as much, which affects retail, what is the purpose of your store? Are you there to buy? Are you there to shop? Are you there to try things on? Are you there to get an experience? And, you know, we see a lot of our retailers evolving with those trends. And not fighting the online trend, but also trying to embrace it, right? Because they don't really care where you buy the product, as long as you experience their product or their brand the best way possible.
What advice would you have to CEOs if they are going to go into an industry and try to disaggregate it and disrupt it and become, place themselves at the center of an industry?
Well, look, there's a lot of industries out there that have been around for a long time. And who would have thought that using software to disrupt the taxi cab industry would be sexy? Or who would have thought that using software to disrupt the facilities maintenance industry would be sexy? But there are a lot of industries out there, and there's a great term out, that software is eating the world. If you're involved in an industry and you're frustrated by its inefficiencies, there's probably technology available to help you overcome those efficiencies with the internet, with the cloud, with software being delivered on phones as easy as it is today. And there's always places for improvement. So we think there are a lot of industries like that out there.
Do you want to mention any?
Well, we'll keep that for next one, right?
Oh, there you go. Those are ones that you may want to go into. So let's talk on the personal side. You've traveled a great deal, you know, Singapore, Japan, you, where you've been CEOs of companies. What lessons have you learned in leadership?
I was very fortunate. My dad worked for IBM for 38 years in the era, in the 60s and 70s, obviously, when IBM was the greatest company in the world, right? And I learned a lot of lessons from what he brought home every day in terms of integrity and honesty and respect for the individual and so forth. And after I spent a couple of years at IBM, I went to work for HP, which, again, was one of the greatest companies of all time and was managed with a philosophy that has, you know, been transcribed into books and books and books from back in the old days. And so I like to use those philosophies in my management style. I was fortunate enough in my HP career to spend 4 years overseas, 2 years in Europe and 2 years in Singapore, where I learned to manage a very diverse set of individuals. And as the technology world is today, it's very diverse. And so living in Asia, living in Europe and France, learned how to hone some management skills and adapt my own management skills to the folks there, which has helped me out.
And how did people take to your management style?
Well, it was okay. You know, I was trained a certain way with the IBM and HP upbringing, but I learned pretty quickly I had to modify things. It was a great situation in Singapore where I had a team of folks representing almost every country in Asia. And I was using the traditional HP management by objectives goals, which I'd give objectives and give the team as much leeway as they needed to go solve problems themselves. And I'll never forget the one day the entire team came in and resigned en masse. They came in and quit all at once because they wanted me to give them more direction and tell them more specifically what to do and be more directive to them. And it was a lesson in terms of culture, and it was a lesson in terms of how to manage people from different expectations and backgrounds. And I'll never forget that day. It was quite a step back in learning.
And is that the only lesson you learned?
They actually came back. So just so you know.
That's good.
Yeah, and different. You know, I have a funny story as well. My name is of Italian descent, pronounced Biocchi and spelled in a very different way. But it turns out the first time I went to Japan to do business, the word Biocchi translates in Japanese to something along the lines of dreaded illness that makes your stomach sick. So the first time I handed a business card over to my Japanese colleagues and introduced myself, they recoiled a bit. And afterwards, they made sure they called me Tom-san, not Biocchi-san. So,
well done. So let's talk about what CEOs want to hear, the future of technology. Where do you see cloud changing business world over the next few years?
Sure. I mean, this trend has been out there for quite a while, and there are a lot of companies, obviously, that have capitalized on it. But I think we're just at the beginning stages of pervasiveness of this technology. Everybody has a mobile device these days, or almost everybody does. They're becoming more and more affordable, and you can get software of almost any type on those mobile devices. And the world is becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. We can direct a work order in Shanghai for someone to go in and fix something at an Old Navy or Banana Republic in Shanghai today, where we never could before, in a localized manner, in local language. The world is becoming much, much smaller, and I think it's going to continue to become much more pervasive throughout other industries we've talked about.
So, in talking more about technology, you grew up, your dad worked for IBM for 38 years. Now, Watson is out, and is the game changer in cognitive.
Yeah.
So, what is your take on that?
So, here's a great example, and that's a great lead-in. Analytics and automation are two of the most important things that are happening. There are many things that are still done manually in this world that can be automated. Even in our product, people look at proposals today and approve or disapprove them based on their price or upon the different parameters. Well, you know what? If you've done 75 million transactions and recorded them like we have at ServiceChannel, we should be able to use that data to predict to you whether you should accept that proposal or not and give you a recommendation with a probability that it will be successful, as opposed to you having to go scan every word of that document. So things like Watson and predictive analytics and so forth, they'll be helping you make decisions that you do rotely or routinely dozens of times a day and save a tremendous amount of time.
And I've heard the new word for AI is actually augmented intelligence, no longer artificial.
Oh, okay. It's not artificial, I can tell you that. It's real, right?
So I want to thank you very much for being on the CEO show. This is Robert Reese. We've been speaking with Tom Biocchi, who's the CEO of ServiceChannel. And the message to all of you out there, if you see an industry that may be run the same way for years and years and is a large industry, there may be new opportunities through computers, through cloud, where you can reinvent and place yourself like ServiceChannel has, being the Uber of the facilities management. Great having you on the show.
Thanks, Robert.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Robert Rees, and we were at the CEO show, the Entrepreneurial CEO show, and we are with a family company that has become the largest quality water cooler company in the world called Electrotemp Technologies. And with Sasha Yui, who is the CEO. Hi, Sasha.
Hi.
And with Andy Yui, who is the CMO.
Hey.
So, and Andy is brilliant at innovation. You have to hear all these insights. But really, talk about what your business is. And I do have to say, in full disclosure, I found these guys because I bought a water cooler for my kitchen, and it was great. It was stainless steel, but it had the K-Cup technology built in, so I don't have to change that every day. So I love that. And I have just this, I fall in love with this product. It's one of my favorites. And so I actually reached out to you guys. So thanks so much for coming into New York to do this interview right now. So let's start off, just talk about what the Electrotemp Technologies Incorporated company is. Sasha.
Well, first of all, thanks for having us on the show. Electrotemp is a quality manufacturer and distributor of water coolers. We produce in China at our own facility, and we ship all across the globe, concentrating mostly on North America, but we are expanding to other markets. We also produce water cooler related products, and we're focusing right now on the product that you mentioned, the one with the combination K-Cup compatible coffee brewer.
I would ask you, Andy, then, because on innovation, so what I find is the coffee is the hottest and the water is the coldest. And I don't really understand how that works, but my kids, like my son Josh, loves this. He sits by the cold water and pours out, and it's like iced water. How do you go about innovation for something like that?
Well, when we started manufacturing water coolers, we basically ran up with a lot of problems. Like, our customers told us that the cold water in water coolers is spotty. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's not. And the hot water in the same situation. So when we approached water cooler, we started from the ground up and redesigned every part in a new way. So with the cold water, the traditional way that it's done is there's a cold water tank, and the water itself is measured with a thermostat, and when it gets cold enough, it shuts off. But the problem with that is it's not maintained at that cold temperature. It slowly warms up, and then it starts again. So the issue is, if you get your water at the end of the cycle, it's too warm. So it's kind of like in a wave. It goes cold, and then warm, cold, warm, cold, warm. So we said, well, how can we fix this? We said, you know what? Ice. People use ice in cups. They put the ice in, and it stays at an ice-cold temperature. So we designed the ice to be formed in the cold water tank. And before we came out with this technology, this was actually a problem with other water coolers, because when ice formed in the tank, water wouldn't come out because it would freeze all the pipeways. So people avoided this. They intentionally made their water not ice cold so they wouldn't freeze up the system. So we designed it so that we could make ice in the system and still allow the water to drop out. So we applied this type of problem-solving mentality to the entire cooler. Now, very similar is the hot water. It's often hot enough, but then when it cools down and you pour and make some tea, the tea is not is flavorless because the water is too cool. So we designed a system where hot water is maintained at an exact temperature, ideal for tea. So this is the type of stuff we applied to the entire cooler. And we're constantly looking how we can improve on energy use, cold, hot output, and all the other features.
And that's, I think, why you guys are growing so quickly from a startup in just 2001, is this intense focus on innovation. But there's another part you focus on, quality. So, Sasha, I want to ask you about that. How do you view your focus on quality? Because it seems to be almost anal retentive to me. It's intense, everything you do.
Quality is extremely important in terms of giving the customer a positive experience. If you give the customer a positive experience, they're going to tell their friends. The friends are going to purchase. It's excellent for retaining customers, because if you have no problems, If your quality is high, you're going to get more orders. Quality extends to, you know, so many different aspects of the business. It extends to the you know, the human resources you have. It extends to the manufacturing process. It extends to the innovation process and the assembly. But the focus on quality is one of our core principles that we like to exercise. Just really for the reason of giving the customer.
Oh, okay. You mentioned human resources. How do you do that specifically, and how do you go about hiring?
My hiring practice is a little unorthodox. What I do is I will have anywhere between 10 to 20 candidates per position, and I hire solely on the basis of personality. I really don't look into what they've done in the past, what experiences they have, or abilities they have, other than, are they able to hold down a job for, you know, more than a year, ideally 3 years? And my hiring process is relatively simple. I'll just sit down and have a small talk with them, and I will get a feeling for them. Are they an attentive person? Do they have energy? Are they happy? I look for a good feeling in that person, and I don't get hung up on past qualifications.
So you won't look at someone and say, "Oh, you have great education background, we want to hire you."
No, no. Anything that they need to learn within the company, they can learn from others in the company or from management. So if they have a willingness to learn, if they have a desire.
But how do you know that when you ask them questions?
It's strange. There's no there's no textbook for it. I think you need to just feel them out, and you have to look at them and assess whether or not you think this person is capable, is good, is excited, is happy to be working in the company.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We are with Sasha Uwe and Andy Uwe, who are the CEO and CMO of Electrotemp Technologies, which has become very quickly in 10 years the world's largest quality water cooler manufacturer. So I want to ask you a question about your family business. This was really, your dad was the impetus in getting this all going, and you're still a very closely held family business. What mistakes do you think people can make in family businesses that they need to avoid, that maybe you've learned a lesson from?
One of the biggest mistakes a family business can run into is not identifying what core competencies each member has and not leveraging those. So if Andre is good at innovation and marketing, we'll let Andre do that.
Mm-hmm.
If Sasha is good at operations, at organizing things, at bringing parts together, let him do that.
And one of the things that, like, it can get pretty intense when there's some important decisions that need to be made. And one thing that we found is that you really have to be able to talk to each other without going crazy and discuss all the problems and really work them out. Because there's been some times where there's been some big make it or break it decisions that we've managed to work together through as a family. And
so how do you make the final decision if you're both encamped in something as two of the leaders?
The right decision is the logical decision, and both parties will see that.
And they'll eventually, when you talk enough, they will see that. Okay, we have about a minute more. I just want to ask you very quickly, what was the secret to such exceptional growth from starting 10 years ago to where you are today?
Well, we started with nothing. The first thing that we started with was me and my brother started cold calling a lot of people in the industry, and we got in there with a lower cost item. And then from that, once we developed relationships, we moved to our more technologically intricate products like the water coolers. But one of the key things that with our business is that we really focus on quality and innovation. We looked at the other products in the marketplace and said, well, what are they missing? How can we improve on that? and we developed a reputation for quality and also innovation. And with that, we constantly have been revealing new products, and that's kept our customer base.
And there you have it. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you actually build relationships with the Walmarts of the world. Back in a few.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Sasha Yui and Andy Yui, who are the CEOs and CMO of Electrotemp Technology, which is the world's largest quality water cooler. And I told you in the start of the thing, the way I found this is I have this product, and I make my coffee with it every day, and it's one of the best products I've found. You know, it sounds like a commercial here, but the coffee is hotter than ever. The water is immediately always cold. And it's also this chrome sort of whatever fits in the kitchen with what my wife has. So it's a win-win there. So what I do want to talk about, we mentioned companies like Walmart. So you have major distributors like Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco. How does a company who's new to the game and very successful very quickly, how do you actually build those relationships to grow? Andy?
Well, at first, to tell you the truth, I was nervous. I would think, well, why would Walmart want to deal with me? Why, you know, they're so huge. But eventually I said, you know what? Let's just give it a try. Let's make these interviews happen. So we called them. Some of them took a while to get through to the buyer and arrange meetings. But once we got in there, we showed our product. It was just as good quality as the competitors, and the pricing was also attractive to the buyers, so they gave us a chance. We presented the products and we explained our benefits. But I think the first thing was getting over that feeling that we weren't good enough. Once we had that confidence and went in there and presented well and showed that we had a better product, then we started acquiring these customers. Another tactic that we've used is to start selling online. It's much easier to sell products online at these retailers because they'll carry, in-store they'll carry one or two items.
I think that's what my wife bought it through Amazon.
Yes, yeah. I checked the files.
Yeah.
Oh, doing your D&B on me. Uh-oh.
Information technology, it's great.
But all these, kind of, like Walmart, Costco, will carry in-store maybe one SKU, but online they'll maybe carry 10. So it's easier to get selling online. And once you're online, if the sales are good, you support the product well, and you work with the your customer, then often what will happen is the in-store buyer will say, hey, that's selling really good online. Let's try it in-store.
See. You know, and is the goal ultimately to get more to in-store?
In-store
because
is a huge volume.
That's also commercial for
yeah.
you as well.
Yeah.
But then you have all sorts of inventory.
Yeah, well, online is tricky, right? Because if you don't have enough product, then you can't supply the customer. Then the customer gets upset because their customers are waiting for it, and they got to say, that's on back order. So it's tricky. But on the other hand, you don't want an overstock issue because that ties up all your funds. Mm-hmm. So we really have worked with Sasha on our inventory and ordering products based on previous sales and really monitoring the trends and ordering exactly what we need.
Yeah. Now, I am going to say I want to talk customer service. Now, in full disclosure, one of the models I got, there was one thing that I didn't like with it. And then this was, I find the best companies, they prove themselves during challenge. Because then I got on the phone, I outreached, and I spoke with, I think her name's Jane, and she's French, and was off the charts. The most communicative, really intelligent person who knew everything about product and immediately solved the issue and said, okay, we're going to get this new issue, and even told me when it wasn't coming and then when it was. And that's what really made me say, boy, these guys, that's the reason they're so fast growing. Talk about the whole customer service model and what you
you do?
It not only enables you to retain customers or gain new customers, but it solves the problem, you know, quickly when you have good customer support. You don't want it to last, you know, five rounds on the telephone going back and forth. You want your customer service department to be communicative and follow up with customers that are having you know, problems or inquiries. And the job really isn't done until the answer is given or the part is received.
But do you tell people you have to do this, or do you give them leeway to do what they need?
Half and half. Mm-hmm. Half and half. If you have competent staff, they can carry through most of the problems. But if you have something that is a little bit tricky, they have to have the head on their shoulders to go and ask the managers, you know, what do I do in this circumstance, or this is a situation, how should I address it? So, for example, yours, the unit was on back order, mm-hmm. and we had quite a few other customers.
I love the fact, you know, mine in particular, and you've over a million a year. That's good.
So there are quite a few other customers in your position, and they said, look, You told them that it would be there in a week. It's not going to be there in a week. You got to call them back. If you can't get them on the phone, you have to email them. If they don't respond to your email, you got to call them back, and you got to keep track of, you know, every single case and keep them apprised of the situation, because it's not only the correct thing to do for the business, it's the right thing to do as a human being. You're taking people's money, and they have to you have to honor that.
Andy?
One of the reasons we've been so heavily focused on customer service in this day and age is also a little bit of a, I guess, self-interested one, is that we found that when our customers are upset, they tell people about it online. They'll go and they'll post reviews, negative reviews, complain about us or customer service. So we've really found that, you know, if we give exceptional customer service, treat the customer right, that it helps us as well. We get a good reputation, you know, and it protects our brand reputation as well.
Okay, you've about a minute and a half left. Two questions. First, quickly, you've in China about 185,000 square foot with about 500 employees. What are insights? A lot of entrepreneurs listening in here, hundreds of thousands, who want to know insights to dealing with China effectively.
Well, doing business in China is not a simple thing. There's a lot of cultural differences, barriers, I would call them. So one of the, I would say, smartest things to do is to cultivate a very strong and close relationship with your suppliers.
Okay, well, the last question, about 40 seconds left. Right now, your primary business is water coolers. What's the future going to be of electrotechnologies?
Well, a recent project we've been working on the past year is we're expanding into other appliances that are related, because just like with the water coolers, we see that other products we can improve on the features and quality. So we're going to apply the same problem-solving mentality to other home appliances and expand that way, sideways.
There you have it. So we have just been speaking with Electrotemp Technology CEO and the CMO, brothers who have quickly taken over the quality water cooler business. Phenomenal company, and look out for them in the future, and I'll look out for more innovations as well. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.